The morning light slanted through Hatshepsut's windows to bathe her in Ray's golden touch. She yawned lazily, stretching from fingers to toes. She had spent a delicious night utterly and completely alone in her bed, and she had actually slept. Hatshepsut was more than happy to gift the rest of Tut's evenings to Aset, as long as he spared her the occasional night. Great royal wife or not, she could ensure her future power only by fulfilling her duty of birthing the future hawk in the nest. Yet there was plenty of time for that. As Tut and his newest consort would undoubtedly be indisposed again today, this was the perfect time to attend to something he might not approve of.